I'll begin reading out of the Word of God. It's good to have the visitors with us here today, but good to have the home folks. Hallelujah.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but our audio cut out for just a second. We're back to the message.
Here today on the characteristics of the blessed, the characteristics of the blessed. One of the Psalms is here is the gateway into the Psalms. This is the very first Psalm. And David started out the Psalms with this Psalm. What an appropriate passage of Scripture to introduce us into Psalms. Glory to God. Let's begin reading. We're going to read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. We're going to read the whole chapter. All right, everybody ready? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. How many are glad that the Lord knows the way of his righteous people? Glory to God. Job would come to that point in his life. He said, you know what? I tried to find him on the left side, tried to find him on my right hand. I couldn't find him before me or behind me, but he knows the way that I take. He knows the way that I take. Glory to God. I want to talk about some characteristics of the blessed. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for those that are in your house this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus, touch our hearts tonight. Let us leave this place knowing that we've been in your presence. Hallelujah. Let us leave this place with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated. There are many people who have many definitions of success. I want to let you know that that word blessed means happy. That word blessed means happy. Glory to God. I don't care. I don't know about you, but I can't hardly stand. It doesn't take me long to get away from sad people that are always down, as my dad would say, in the mully grubs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always feeling sad and sorry for themselves. It's woe is me. Glory to God. And you hate being around those kind of people because it drags you down. It's a negative influence. Can you say amen? Over to God. But I believe that the children of God, if anybody ought to be happy, it ought to be the Christian believer. Can you say amen? If anybody ought to have a future and have a hope for our future, it ought to be the believer. Glory to God. Those that are blessed of God. Hallelujah. The characteristics of the blessed. Many people measure, have a yardstick for measurement of success. We got different yardsticks. We think that how much money we got in the bank is a yardstick of success. We think that means maybe the money that we have in the bank, or maybe the position that we hold, the house that we live in, the car that we drive, dictates how blessed we are and the true meaning of happiness and the true meaning of success. But I'm here to tell you this morning, success is different in the eyes of God and of the believer. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The world says, you know what? If you got a lot of money and you're famous and your name is on the marquee, then you can be proven a success. But I'm here to tell you in the eyes of God, you don't have to have a penny in your pocket. You don't have to live in a nice home. You don't have to drive a nice car. You don't have to have a position where everybody looks up to you to be a success in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I want to talk to you here about the characteristics of the blessed. I want you to notice in our text the path of the blessed. Glory to God. I want you to know how they walk, where they stand, and where they sit. Glory to God. It's important for us to realize that in this first verse here, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Glory to God. You believe in who you take counsel in. Can you say amen? You believe in who you take counsel in. Who you listen to and whose advice that you take is going to determine what kind of person. The old grandma said, you'd let me know who that boy is hanging around with, and I'll tell you what kind of character that he has. Glory to God. It's our relationships. It's those that we hang with, those that we take counsel with, that determine our very character. Glory to God. I want you to notice here, the Bible said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, he doesn't believe like the wicked person. Glory to God. He takes his counsel from somebody who has a positive message of God. Hallelujah. He doesn't believe the woe is me message. He believes that right beyond that trial, there is victory ahead. Hallelujah. How many of you believe here this morning? I'm going to believe God's report. I'm not going to believe Satan's report. Satan says, you're not going to make it. Satan says, you can't get past this day. Satan says, you got to depend on this and that in order to have true happiness. But I'm here to tell you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we can find victory in that name. Oh, glory to God. The path of the blessed. Hallelujah. Notice here, he does not walk in the way of sinners. Glory to God. He does not believe like sinners believe. Does not believe like a wicked. I want you to notice else, but he does not stand in the way of sinners. He does not stand in the way of sinners. Matter of fact, a lot of people say, you know what? We need to be isolated from the world. I don't believe that at all. But I believe our sanctification and our experience with God is what insulates us from the world. Can you say amen? Not isolates, but insulates us. There are people that are drinking and be drinking all around us. There's people on the workplace. If we have to be, there are certain places that we have to be, and I understand that. There are certain people that you have to be around. But I believe that you can live such a life, you can have such an era about you that people will realize that something's different about that individual. Something's different about that man. Something's different about that woman. Something's different about that boy, that girl. Listen, what is it? It's the difference maker. The godly man is a happy man. Can you say amen? Glory to God. The path of the blessed. This man does not believe like the wicked. This man does not behave like the wicked. Glory to God. Not only does not believe, but he don't behave like it. Oh, glory to God. The world is recklessly going with abandon down toward the pathway to hell. They live like there's no tomorrow. They live like they're not going to have any grandchildren. Our nation is spinning their way into oblivion. But I'm here to tell you something this morning. Beyond those days, I got to take a look. I know it looks wicked all around us. It looks bad. It looks hopeless as we look at the shape of the world. But you know what? I look beyond that. I can take a look at the end of the story. I can take a look at the end of the picture. What's going to happen? Folks, we need to take a look at the big picture. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We know that on the other side of that, Jesus is coming back and he's going to set up his kingdom. We will rule and reign with him. Glory to God. So the blessed man is one who does not believe like the wicked. He does not behave like the wicked, and he does not belong with the wicked. Glory to God. He knows he's just a pilgrim and a stranger, Brother Travis, on this earth. Glory to God. He's only here for a short time. Listen, folks, don't get adjusted to this world. We're only here for a short time. Glory to God. We're only pilgrims and we're wayfaring strangers that's passing through this earth. One of these days he's going to call us away. One of these days he's going to say, come away. And I'm going to tell you what, my feet are going to leave this earth. You can have whatever I have. Glory to God. If you choose to stay on this earth. But we're just pilgrims and we're strangers. We don't belong in this place. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. May be here, but I don't belong here. Glory to God. No wonder we can't feel at home in this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This world is not my home, the song says. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter if I'm in Maine. It doesn't matter if I'm in Florida. It doesn't matter if I'm in California. Doesn't matter if I'm in Missouri. I'm still not at home. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I've got a long home. David talked about that. Hallelujah. He said, some of these days, one of these days, I'm going to go to my long home. This here is my short home. I'm only here for a few years. But I believe with all of my heart, hallelujah, what Jesus said, what he said, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. How many of you believe you can believe that promise? You can believe that promise. Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The path of the blessed man. He walks in the right places. He stands in the right places. And he belongs in the right places. In the presence of the Lord. In that secret place. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We've already talked about it here today. The godly man. Hallelujah. What a godly man that Job was. But I'm going to tell you something right now. He believed like God's man. He behaved like God's man. And he realized that what God gives, God can take away. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What a blessed man. What a happy man. You take away everything he's got, and he realizes it wasn't mine in the first place. Hallelujah. I said, you take away everything he's got, and he'll look at you and say, you know what? The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever he should choose to do, I'm good with it. Let's roll with it. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. We got to realize we're not at home in this world. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Notice in our text, the path to the blessed. Notice the pleasure of the blessed. What does he take pleasure in? What makes him happy? Glory to God. We've heard what don't make him happy. We heard he don't stand in the way of sinners like Peter did at the enemy fire. Oh, no, but he takes pleasure in certain things. Notice verse number 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. If you read a lot of the newspaper, you're only going to get negative news most of the time. Every now and then they'll slip a good feeling story in there just to make you feel good. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When you get to reading this word, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's something about it. There's power in the word of God. Glory to God. Notice what the Bible said. He delights in the law of the Lord. Notice here, he learns it. He meditates on it. Glory to God. He breaks it down. As I sit in there with our students, Sister Keisha, you and Sister Shayla, and Brother Richie that sit in the class. Oh, it's been a pleasure to sit in the class this last week. Glory to God. Having three hungry minds. Hallelujah. That are just soaking up what we had to study out of the Word of God. I'm being able to pour myself, but not myself, the Word of God into their hearts. And see them receiving that. Glory to God. You'll see some of the evidence if you look at the new weekly bulletin. Hallelujah. Sister Shayla wrote something that I told her. I said, put it in the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Read it. That's from one of our young people. That's from Sister Shayla back there. Got a mind for God. She said, I'm having a blast living for the world says you're having a blast if you're out of your head on drugs, if you're out of your head on alcohol, if you're in an illicit relationship. That's what the world says. But she said, I'm having fun being a Christian. Hallelujah. I said, I'm having fun being a Christian. Glory to God. I ain't got no sad songs. Oh, glory to God. God's been good to me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He learns the word of God. For in learning the word of God, he knows. He doesn't just feel. A lot of people don't go to the word, and they're running around by feelings. When you don't learn the word of God and you don't memorize the word of God, you're running on feelings and they're going to give out. You're going to be up and down, back and forth, in and out, shilly-shally. Dear God, You're going to be always in the mullet grubs sometime. You'll be on the mountaintop the other times. And in betweens, you're trying to talk your feelings into that. Listen, I'm not running on feelings. I'm running on what I know in this word. Can you say amen? I'm standing on his promises. Glory to God. You don't know how many times, church, that Satan's come against me. But thank God I've been able to go to this word and say, it is written. Glory to God. This is what God has to say about it. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The blessed man is one who learns the word. Blessed man is not only one who learns the word, but he loves the word. He takes pleasure in it. Glory to God. Listen to me. Whatever takes you away from the word, whatever takes you away from that altar, will take you out of the presence of God. I said it'll take you out of the presence of God. Church, listen to me this morning. Be a people of the word. Hallelujah. Church, I'm going to tell you, the school staff that's here, let me give you an admonition. Glory to God. Our children must know the word. Our children must know the word. We have failed in everything that we do if these children graduate from this school and they don't have a work of knowledge of this word. Oh, glory to God. The happy man is not only one who learns the word, but he loves the word. He delights in it. Glory to God. Not only does he learn and he loves, but he lives the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He not only learns it and loves it, but he also walks it when he gets outside of these church walls. Hallelujah. He loves it and he lives it. Hallelujah. On the workplace, he lives it. Glory to God. Great peace have they which love thy law. Thank you, baby. And nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. If we find ourselves getting offended, we need to go back to that scripture. Great peace have they which love thy law. Glory to God. I know there's going to be those days. There's going to be those days when you don't feel like you're really in there. You don't feel in sync with God's spirit. You don't feel that peace. And the devil will come in and the storm will be raging all around you. But thank God we can stand on the word. We can stand on his promises. Glory to God. In my deepest, darkest hour, in my deepest, darkest hour, there's been times whenever I would have went under if I hadn't had the nail-scarred hand to hold on to. Glory to God. I'd have been through if I didn't have him to hang on to. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I was able to go back to that word. Hallelujah. You don't know the times. You don't know the times. Sister Tammy, that I'm getting back to that scripture. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And then I get to quoting that. You know what it makes me want to do? Brother Darrell, it makes me want to get in that secret place. Hallelujah. It makes me want to get in that secret place. Hallelujah. And when I get on my knees and I find that secret place, then I know that he's my fortress. He's my rock. Under his wings I can trust. Hallelujah. His shield, his truth shall be my shield and my buckler. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Notice the pleasure of the blessed. He learns, he loves, he lives the word of God. He lives the word of God. Because you know why? He knows that in the end, there's victory. There's victory on the other side. Glory to God. Not only the path of the blessed, the pleasure of the blessed, but let's look at the prosperity of the blessed. Glory to God. Verse number 3, notice what it said. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. I want you to look at his position. It's important where you are in God. I said it's important where you are in God. Hallelujah. What is your position here today? What is your position here today? Glory to God. I want you to know the position where the blessed man is. He's by the river. Glory to God. Why is he by the river? Why is he so mighty? Why is he so prosperous? Because he is by the source. He is by the source. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what the season is, he's by the river that never runs dry. Oh, glory to God. He's positioned by the river. He's hooked up to the right sort. I want you to notice here, not only in prosperity is in his position, but also look at the prominence. He should be like a tree. He should be like a tree. Glory to God. I remember when we planted a little tree, Sister Tammy, you remember that? That little maple. Two little maples that we planted there in Coweta. We went by some time back, and that tree's grown to be about this big around. Oh, it shades the whole front yard there. It's beautiful. Glory to God. I was the one that planted it many, many years ago. At first in our marriage. It's been about 30, probably 35 years ago, hadn't it, baby? 34, 35 years ago, we planted that tree. Over to God, but somebody kept watering it. Somebody took care of it. And now it's a beautiful maple that shades the whole front yard. Glory to God. He shall be like a tree. It's prominent. There's something special about that house. Other houses around there got shrubs, but there's something special about a tree. Can you say amen? It's solid. Oh, glory to God. You can find shade. You can find comfort under the shade of that tree. Glory to God. Notice not only its position and its prominence, but notice its permanence. It's planted. Glory to God. It's planted for a purpose. It's planted for a purpose. Now, I want to say this to you right now. You keep pulling stuff up by the roots, and you'll find that that plant will die. It will die. I remember me and Sister Tammy. We got a little knockout rose bush. I'm not too much into the gardening. I'm not too much into flowers. And Sister, I've always told Sister Tammy, I got a brown thumb, not a green thumb. I can kill them dead. Glory to God. But we got this little rose bush, and her mom got it for her. And we set up a little place out there in the corner, a little fountain, a little bench there to kind of, it's in memory of my son, Justin. And so he always loved yellow roses. So we planted a little rose bush down there, and it'd bloom and look real pretty. And we got this little deal. Tammy's mom said, well, I'm going to buy you one for the other side. So she got in that little pot. And we realized it didn't take long. We let it sit there. I got busy, didn't have the time. And I don't know about you, but in my yard, glory to God, there ain't no such thing hardly as topsoil. It's about that thick probably. And what lies underneath that, you got to take a breaker bar to get in a hole in that thing. I'm telling you, it's a real battle to get a hole in that ground out there where I'm at. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You live here too. Glory to God. Well, I kind of dreaded digging that hole, and we just put it off and put it off. But you know, those roots would only go so far in that little old pot. And pretty soon, Brother Matt, that old leaf started kind of wilting on the edges. Started kind of turning like it was going to die. And since Tammy finally got desperate and threatened to hire somebody to come, and I said, I'll do it. Glory to God. So I got my iron bar out there, and I got my digger and got out there and start digging a hole and start planting it and planted it, put stuff, all kinds of things. I thought to myself, I kind of doubted if it's going to make it either. But you know what? We put some Miracle-Gro around it. Hallelujah. Packed that in there and started watering that thing. And before long, all of a sudden, those wilted edges, some of those leaves kind of fell off. I seen some other green shoots. And then it wasn't long before I called Sister Tammy. She didn't even notice it, but I was watching it. You know why? Because I planted it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So every morning I'd go out there and I'd look down there, check on that little rose bush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It looked like it was going to die. Maybe Tammy'd forget. I'd run out there and put a little water on it. Glory to God. You know what I was trying to do? I was trying to keep it alive. Glory to God. It wasn't long since Tammy went out there and it started shooting up, and I see that little bit of yellow buds start to come out. I said, it's blooming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Davis, what is it? There's been times in our life when it didn't look like we was going to make it. But God said, here, let me dig around you just a little bit. Hallelujah. Let me put some Miracle-Gro around you. Let me water you down with the word of God. Hallelujah. Slowly but surely, you see life coming back into our lives. Listen, that's what God does in our lives. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the one who planted us. and he cares for us. Glory to God. Sometimes I thought I cared for that plant more than Tammy did. You know why? She planted the other one, but I planted this one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has planted you here in this church. God has planted you in a ministry in this church. Don't leave before you can set down roots. Oh, glory to God. God will check on you. Hallelujah. It may be a while before you bloom, but you know what? Hallelujah. You're still healthy. You're still growing. Glory to God. Permanent. It was planted for a purpose. I want you to notice, look at something else about the prosperity of the blessed here. And on point number three, look at the productivity. The Bible said in due season, it's going to bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. It's going to bring forth fruit. I'd like to ask you a question this morning. Humbly, I'd like to ask you this question. How many of you have prayed somebody through here in the last year or so? How long has it been since you personally led somebody? I don't say invite them to church. I didn't say lead them to church, but I said lead them to the Lord. How long has it been since you've been reproducing after your own kind? Oh, dear God, help me. I'm talking to me too. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I know some of them won't appreciate it. Some of them will abuse the privilege of coming to church and abuse the privilege of somebody investing in their lives. But listen, don't ever give up. Somewhere down the line, hallelujah, you're going to bring forth fruit if you faint not. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was preaching up north. Certain church, a certain town, a certain state. And I was preaching a little meeting, and I noticed during the message there was a big man. He was a prosperous man. He was a man who owned several insurance companies. Him and his wife sit there, and I noticed throughout the whole message that his head was in his hands, and the Lord was breaking him. The word of God was speaking to his heart. I was preaching on what our children need most. I was talking about taking them on into maturity and taking them and investing in lives and seeing the fruits of it. Talked some about our church and about our school and the work that God was doing here. And I noticed throughout the whole message that he was pretty broken and weeping and crying. And I noticed he spent a lot of time in the altar. And sometime later, I run into him out at lunchtime, and I got to talking to him. He said, Brother Davis, said, the Lord used you this morning, spoke to my heart. He said, I'm a man of means. And he said, I've got a nice place, got some land. And he said, I've got a cabin out there. And he said, I have taken young men, me and my wife, I felt led to take young men that have been saved and God's delivered them out of great things, drugs and stuff. And he said, we've taken them and give them a job, try to get them a car, try to help them get on their feet and become contributing members to society. And he said, some of them, you know, he said, and I got so discouraged with it. He said, I had a young man that just took the life out of me. He said he was hooked on meth. And he said, I think that's what's meth or meth. I believe that's what you call it. And he said, the Lord saved him, gloriously saved him, and delivered him. And so we took a chance and said, you know what? We're going to supply you with a place to live. He was divorced from his wife. His wife had left him with the children. So we helped him set up a business where he could work in my business, be a part of my business. And I got him a car. I didn't really buy the car for him. I just paid the down payment and told him, you're going to have to make the payments. Said I knew it would ruin him if I just gave it to him. But he said, I helped him invest in his first car, helped him get his first 6 months of insurance, got him a place to work. He said, I come home one day, and he said, outside of my door, there was police cars all around the door. Come to find out, he had gotten back on meth again and was dealing, and they were hauling him into prison. He said, even my pastor and some of the elders of the church had told me before and warned me, said, you don't need to take a chance. You're always taking a chance on people. One of these days, you're going to get burnt. He said, and as they were hauling him out of there, I could just hear what they were going to tell me. I told you so. I could just hear what the neighbors in the neighborhood were going to say. There he is. He's probably part of it too. He said, I got so discouraged. He said, I got so discouraged about that. He said, I told my wife, I'm done. I'm done with it. I ain't going to do it no more. But he said, this morning as I was praying around the altar, the Lord reminded me of the other young men, the other six young men that I'd taken in, that I'd helped get started. And he said, you know what? This one may have been a bad failure. This may have been a mark on your name, and people may talk about you. But what about those other young men that come through your home that you helped? Five of them became ministers. Five of them became preachers of the Word of God. Just because you have one bad experience, just because of one bad year, you may not have brought forth fruit there. But remember the last time. Hallelujah. Remember those other five projects that you took on. Hallelujah. They're preaching God's word. Some of them are pastors. Some of them have families. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, folks, we can become discouraged by one little bad season. But just remember, if you keep on planting, you're going to bring forth fruit in your season. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Notice not only his productivity, but his predictability. You'll bring forth fruit in your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know what season you're in. You say, Brother Davis, what season? It may be the season of breaking ground. I looked into the history. I'm running out of time. But I looked into the history just here lately. Of the Dust Bowl. How many has ever looked into that history of the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma and the Panhandle? When thousands came in and plowed the ground up. That sod that was there, that buffalo grass, the roots that went sometimes 5 feet deep, was torn apart. Oh, yes, they got a good season, several good seasons, maybe about 8 or 10 years of wheat that was flowing across the plain because the rains were plenteous. But there came a time. Whenever the rains didn't come, and all of a sudden dust started boiling across the plains. People left there by the thousands, migrated to different places. You'd never know it by looking at it now, but they misused it. They came past their season. There became a season of dryness, a season of drought. And the Dust Bowl came, and people were affected. People left. But the people that stayed there are the ones that are reaping the benefits now. They let the land go back to what it's supposed to have been used for, grazing land. And now you can drive across that panhandle. You can see that long grass waving in the wind. Beautiful sight. Oh, glory to God. There's going to be times in your life. There's going to be times when you got to break up that ground. There's going to be times that God's going to be planting that seed. Oh, hallelujah. And there's going to be times when he cultivates. He's got to tear things. Times he's got to prune you down. But there's also going to be times, thank God, of fruitfulness. Glory to God. As I looked into the eyes of Brother Richie, Sister Keisha, and Sister Shayla, glory to God. I'm excited about what God's going to do in this younger generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice here the perpetuity of the leaf. The leaf shall not wither. And then notice the prosperity. Whatsoever he doeth, whatsoever she doeth, shall prosper. If we are that blessed person, and we do it God's way. We love his word. We stand on his promises. We keep on sowing. One of these days we're going to reap. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. May not happen tomorrow. May not happen next month. But we're seeing the results of an investment that was made years ago, Sister Tammy, aren't we? Glory to God. We're seeing the result of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Been here for several years, Brother Darrell. You and Sister Diane been coming to church for a long time. Hallelujah. But now as you take a look, hallelujah, you got Rilla Richie, you got Megan, Isaiah, coming to the Christian school here, God using them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. I believe that we can have spiritual continuity. Spiritual continuity. We can see this thing passed on down from generation to generation. Glory to God. My grandpa was a drunk. He was an alcoholic. But thank God for a dad that said, you know what, enough is enough. Glory to God. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to raise a Christian family. Dad's not here to see it. I wish he was. I wish he was here to see, Mama, what the Lord's given us here. I wish he could see the beautiful people that God has blessed us with, that's sitting in these chairs, that's been a part of this ministry and investing in this. I wish my dad could see this. It was an investment, Megan, that was made years ago. Hallelujah. But Mom, you're able to see it. Glory to God. And she rejoices every time she comes to this church. You know what she says? I just love it when those grandkids get up and testify. I just love it when the choir gets up to sing. I just love it when I see the things that the school is doing. Oh, glory to God. Listen to me. It's not Brother Davis. This is not a Davis family church. This is a Lighthouse Ministries. Can you say amen? Each and every one of us have a part of it. Glory to God. Listen to me. We are going to reap if we fail not. We're going to reap if we fail not. This thing can be passed on down from generation to generation. Glory to God. Sister Renee, you had a granddad that preached the word of God. Not only did he preach the word of God, he started the church. If you go down, turn right at the beauty shop, you'll see the full gospel church that had its beginning with Sister Renee's granddaddy. Three generations later, we have Noah coming up through our Christian school. Glory to God. I'm looking forward to whatever God has for this young man. Glory to God. You see, I don't look at them as babies. I look at them as future prophets, future preachers. Hallelujah. Future teachers, future principals, maybe future pastors, future missionaries. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what makes me happy. I can go to my grave and lay my head down in peace, knowing that this thing is going to go on. Glory to God. There's going to be young men like Chase that God has delivered that's going to carry the gospel, if he has to and if he feels like that God wants him to do it, to the four corners of this earth. Oh, I believe that God's got to work for each and every one of these young ladies that are here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the trouble with us. Our vision is so small. Boy, but listen to me. God is a big God. And whatever he does it. Big church, can you say amen? Stand to your feet if you will. Glory to God, I'm finished. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at this man. This happy man. What makes him happy? I'll tell you what makes him happy. The promise of spiritual continuity. Glory to God. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Let me say this. You got to understand the sifting. The Lord told Peter, he said, Satan has desire to have you. It means to own you, to possess you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I'm praying for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, feed my sheep. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You know what? I studied that. I thought about that here the other day. And I thought to myself, it depends on who's doing the sifting. Satan has desired you that he may sift you. And you see, the sifter is the one who gets the good part. The wind drives away the whole. The sifter is the one who gets the good part that remains with him. If God is holding the sifter, you're going to go through hard times. It's not going to be an easy time. But if God allows you to be sifted, there ain't nothing that can happen to you that does not come through his hand first. Are you with me, church? Whatever he allows is going to make us stronger. It's going to draw us closer to him. Glory to God. And if he's the one doing the sifting, if he holds the pan, if he holds your life, and he's the one doing the sifting, it'll turn out all right in the end. You'll come forth pure like gold. He'll shake all of the husk of the bad things, the carnality from our life. He'll take the dross and make us pure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I'd like to ask you, how about it, sir? How about it, ma'am? God's doing a great lot. God's speaking to you right now. Things maybe didn't turn out the way you thought they ought to turn out. But I'd like to challenge you here this morning. Come and find that happiness that the blessed man has. Glory to God. Come and find that happiness. Let God plant you. Hallelujah. Let him plant you deep in the soil beside that everlasting river that never shall run dry. I challenge you this morning. Would you get out of your seat right now, sir, ma'am? Whoever you are, would you come down to this altar and say, Brother Davis, I'm going to turn things around right now. Glory to God. Satan has been sifting me. Satan has been sifting me. And he's shaking all of the good out of me and leaving me nothing but an empty husk, an empty shell of what I could be. But God wants to take a hold. Are you going to allow him this morning? Or are you going to allow him to take a hold of your life? Glory to God. Do you have the courage that it takes to step out of your chair right now and say, you know what? I've come to the time now. Things ain't worked out. I'm seeing in my children, my grandchildren, I'm seeing them the seeds of what I've sown in their lives. It's time for me to sow the right seed here this morning. How about it? Would you come? Would you come to this altar? Don't hesitate another moment. This is your morning this morning. God's speaking to your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Church, would you come?